Today's daf is Sukkah daf Zayin. Today's shiur sponsored by Josh Graff, Lezecher Nishmas, his father Yitzchak Yehuda ben Yeshua Cohen, his yahrzeit is today, and the Shamash Levin Aliyah. And we thank Mr. Graff very, very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Vav Amud Beis at the bottom of the page, and Vav Amud Beis Va'usa Atefach Heichan Ma'amido. The first discussion we're going to have is we said that there's a machlokas tanaim whether you need two walls plus a tefach or three walls plus a tefach. Assuming that you need two walls plus a tefach, two perpendicular walls plus a tefach, what do we do? Where do we put that extra tefach? Where do we put that last tefach in order to make it work, to make it into a kashrus sukkah? We have three possibilities that the Gemara is going to suggest. The Gemara is also going to discuss how to build the third wall when the sukkah is like a mavui, which Rashi understands means like a mavui mafulish, where you have two parallel walls. Is there a way? Can you get away with just a tefach? Do you need more than that? Where exactly do you place that third wall in order to make it a kashrus sukkah? We're also going to have three versions of some rule regarding tzuras ha-pesach, that apparently having a tefach may not be enough, but in addition to the tefach, there's some role that tzuras ha-pesach also plays. There are going to be three versions of that discussion. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about the concept of migo davidofen linin sukkah, davidofen linin Shabbos, and vice versa, that if something counts as a wall for sukkah, then it's going to also count as a wall for Hilchos Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos, and if something counts as a wall for Shabbos and you put tzchach over it, so it will count for a wall of sukkah as well. On Amud Beis, we're going to have the possibility of machlokas, the machlokas tanaim, where we raise the possibility that when sunlight is, when you have chamasim rum mitzilasa, it's a problem even if that sunlight comes through the walls of the sukkah, not only if it comes through the tzchach of the sukkah. And then the daf is going to conclude with a list of eight tanaim throughout the Masechta, who all seem to hold sukkah diras keva bi'inan, that sukkah is not supposed to be a diras arai, but it's supposed to be a diras keva. So let's begin with three lines from the bottom of the page, and that vav and beis va'oso tefach heichan ma'amida. Where do we put this extra tefach? We have two walls, and we need to make a third wall of a tefach. Where do we place that tefach? So possibility number one, amar rav ma'amido keneged ha-yotze. We put it connected to one of the existing walls, and we close off one tefach of a third side connected to one of the already existing walls, as you see in the pictures in Rashi on the left side. Amri le Rav Kahana, so yes, that's Rav. Amri le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rav, the Amidenu connected Rosh Tur. So Rav Kahana, Rav Asi say to Rav, why don't you make it connected Rosh Tur, which is the picture you see in Rashi, at least that's Rashi's understanding, that yes, you connect it to one of the existing walls, but instead of putting it perfectly perpendicular to one of the existing walls, creating a right angle, why don't you put it at a little bit of an angle so it gives more of the impression that it's closing off the area than if it were going straight. It gives more of an impression like it's closing off both sides, that it's closing off entirely. So why don't we do it keneged Rosh Tur? Shouldn't we make the tefach that way? Shasik Rav. Rav did not respond. Machlokas Rishonim, why Rav did not respond? Whenever you have Shasik, whenever you have somebody not responding, so it's always a question, why did they choose not to respond? The Shita of the Balamar, this is Machlokas Balamar Ramban. The Shita of the Balamar is that he was Shasak because Lo Chashlu Devrayim. He didn't think that they were saying anything worthy of a response. He thought that he was very proud of his opinion. He didn't think Keneged Rosh Tur made much sense. The Ramban says, no, he wasn't Shasik because Lo Chashlu Devrayim. The only time we ever say that someone is Shasik because he wasn't choshesh for what the person was asking is if it's muchach that way in the sugya itself. If there's some reason in the Gemara to indicate to us that there was some problem with the question or the suggestion that was made. But over here, there's no indication that there was any problem with this suggestion of Yamidenu Keneged Reish Tor. So you're not going to say that it was shasak because there was some sort of problem. So rather, the Ramban says, no, he was shasak because he was mekabel devrayim. He accepted what they said. The Ritva writes that l'chora, it has to be a hoda'a over here, that he was shasak because he was moda. Because the Ritva says, whenever you have someone who's shasak because there's lo chashlu devrayim, it's always a Rebbe to Talmidim. That when Talmidim ask a question, so the Rebbe is enough of an authority over the Talmidim that he doesn't have to respond to every question that they ask. But when it's pilpul chaverim, when it's people on the same level discussing with each other, and someone asks a question, it's just disrespectful and not nice not to answer because you find their question question not to be a good enough question. You respond to questions that people ask. If it's a Talmud, so you can put him in his place and tell him, you know, and indicate to him that it's not a good question by not responding to the question. That's how the Ritva says, and the Ritva points out what was the relationship between Rav and Rav Asi, and Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So he says there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf lamed vav beis that legamrei de Rav havutzrichi, that Rav Kahana and Rav Asi needed the traditions of Rav. They needed to hear all the Mishnayos that Rav had taught and the Rav had learned. Avol esvarasa lo avutzrichim. But in terms of being masbir things, in terms of an analysis, they were just as strong as Rav. So they were not talmidim gemurim of Rav. They only needed Rav because he happened to have been the bearer of many of the Mishnayos and the Brisos, of many of the traditions that they otherwise would not have known. But once they had the raw material to work with, they were every bit as strong as Rav, says the Ritva. And therefore, it's not shaykh that Rav would have just ignored them for the sake of ignoring them. But even so, even if Rav ultimately was moda to them, we're going to find that we pass on like Rav, because the Gemara goes on to tell us, "Itmar nami yomer Shmuel mishmei de Levi mamido keneged ayotze," that Shmuel says in the name of Levi exactly like Rav had said, that you put it at a right angle. V'chein morin be midrasha mamido keneged ayotze, and that seems to be the popular psak in the base medrash that we're mamido keneged ayotze. So it seems that that's the accepted opinion. Then we have a third opinion. Rabbi Simon v'item Rabbi Shuman Levi amar oslo tefach sochek umamido bepachas mishloshet that we make, and this is what we actually paskin like, not just meaning before when we say like Rav. It's just that even though Rav was shasik, many others had paskin like Rav, even though he may have been moda. But this is what we actually paskin like. The third shita, that we make that tefach a little bit bigger than a tefach sochik, a smiling tefach. The way to measure a tefach normally is by holding your fingers tightly together, but if you make him a little looser, so you end up with is a little bit larger than a tefach, so we make that tefach just a drop larger than a tefach, and we put it within three tefachim of the existing wall, but not touching one of the existing walls. So we put it, let's say, 2.9 tefachim away from one of the existing walls. We call pachus mishlosh samach ledofen kilavadami. Within three tefachim of an existing wall, that makes it lavud. So if you take the three tefachim and then you add that tefach sochek, so now you can have a wall that totals four tefachim, which is a rove of a dofen, and that's good enough when it's serving as a third wall that's perpendicular to two existing walls. Good, so that's how we paskin. Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah asuya kemavui. What if you have a different case where it's not, you don't have two existing walls that are at a right angle to each other, that are perpendicular to each other, rather you have two walls that run parallel to each other. At least that's how Rashi understands. You have sukkah asuya kemavui, we mean like a mavui, what we call here even a mavui mefulash, where it's open on both ends, the two walls run parallel to each other. So ksheira va'osote, it's also kasha with just a tefach. But what do you do with that? Where do you put that tefach? V'osot tefach ma'amido l'kol ruach sheyirtze. You could put that tefach wherever you want because there are two completely open ends. So put it in whichever side you want. You could put it, meaning it has to touch one of the existing walls, but put it touching whichever end, whichever of the four ends you're most comfortable with. Rabbi Simon v'itim Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar oslo pas arba'o umashahu umamido b'pachos mishlosha samuch l'dofen v'kol pachos mishlosha samuch l'dofen k'lavadam. He says, no, you can't just get away with a tefach wall when the two existing walls are parallel to each other. You need to take a board that is 4+ tefachim long and then put that within, just under 3 tefachim away from one of the existing walls, so that when you put the 4+ tefachim plus the just under 3 tefachim of lavud that you're going to be relying on, you will now have a wall of 7 tefachim, and that's a full third wall. When you have two existing walls that run parallel to each other, the third wall needs to be a complete wall. Utilizing lavud, you can make that third wall a complete wall. But why would that be the case? Why, when you have two perpendicular walls, is it good enough to take a post that's only one tefach wide, but when you have two parallel walls, you need a post that's four tefachim wide and utilize lavud? So that's Gemara, there's a difference. Hasam dikashtei defanus kilchasan sagi rebetavach sochek. When the two walls are already connected to each other, it's shtayim kilchasan. When we refer to shtayim kilchasan, it means perpendicular and connected to each other. So then it's enough to have a tavach sochek. Hacha delekashtei defanus. Over here, you don't have two walls that are connected to each other in any way. So you need to connect them. You need to bring them together. Say ika pasar ba in ilo lo. Then only if you have a pasar ba, only if you can have that 4 tefach wide board is it going to work. If you do not have a 4 tefach wide board, it does not work. So that's the machlokas when it comes to two parallel walls. Amar Rava, so Rava comments now on this idea that we can use a tefach, we can make the third wall a tefach. So Rava says, there are three versions of what Rava says. First version, ve'en niteres ela bitzuras ha-pesach, that when we say we add a tefach as the third wall, that's only if we use that tefach to make a tzuras ha-pesach. What does it mean we use it to make a tzuras ha-pesach? So Rashi explains, kana shel chatzi tefach etzal ha-yotze, ve'kana shel chatzi tefach. A tzuras ha-pesach is defined in Maseches Erevin as kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabeim. Two posts and one pole running across the top. That's how we make tikkun Erevin. That's how we do Erevin in our cities. We always have tzuras ha-pesach in all the open spots wherever we don't have an actual wall. One pole, another pole, and then another pole running across the top. We use strings for that third pole that runs across the top. But that's the idea. So when we say that you need a tefach of a third wall, it doesn't mean a solid tefach board. No, take that tefach board, cut it in half, use a half a tefach for one pole on the side of a tzuras ha-pesach, half a pole on the other side, half a tefach for the other pole on the other side of the tzuras ha-pesach, and make a real tzuras ha-pesach, that instead of using a solid tefach, use a tzuras ha-pesach, and that's the only way it's going to work. Ika da Amri Amar Rava, second version of Rava is v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Not that you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach, but that you have the option of a tzuras ha-pesach. Meaning that you could either use a solid tefach board, or you can make a tzuras ha-pesach with two flimsy poles, two poles that are very, very thin, very narrow, and a pole that runs across the top. So a tzuras ha-pesach would also work even if you don't have a tefach, a post that's a tefach wide. Igad Amri, Amar Rava, and the third version of Rava is utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach, that in addition to the tefach wall, you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. So both are necessary. It's not a how-to of the tefach, nor is it an additional option aside from the tefach. It's an additional requirement. In addition to requiring a tefach post, it also needs to be made into a tzuras ha-pesach. So that's the third version of Rava. That's when we pass like that. You need also a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the first version of Rava, we pointed out that Rava held that the tefach that you have has to be split, and you split it into two and you use the two posts to create a tzuras ha-pesach. Tosos is a little bit bothered by this because part of the definition of tzuras ha-pesach in Maseches Erevin is that each pole of the tzuras ha-pesach could be as narrow as you want. There is no minimum shear of the poles of the tzuras ha-pesach. So why is it all of a sudden over here, when it comes to sukkah, if we're utilizing the tzuras ha-pesach to make the third wall, why does it have to be that each post has to be a half a tefach, that together they have to equal a tefach? That's not a din in tzuras ha-pesach. In all of Hilchos Erevin, we don't have such a din in tzuras ha-pesach. The poles could be as thin as you want them to be, as narrow as you want them to be. So Tosas Nibra Masl Vein and Teresel b'tzuras ha-pesach, about halfway through, the Alpha Gav the Perakam de Erevin lo yavin and Shira lekana shul tzuras pesach elafilu kana mashu mikan vekana mashu mikan. Even poles that are just very tiny, very narrow, vekana al gabeim, that's good enough. Elish te bria kedei lamud badelas, it has to be strong enough that it could be able to support some sort of door, but that's a din in the strength of it. It doesn't have to be any size. Vafil del shalkashin, the door could be made out of straw that it supports, so it doesn't have to be that strong. Gabe sukkah echmiru debin mechitzos anikaros. So this is the difference between Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Shabbos, that by sukkah we're more machmir, because by sukkah there is a requirement not just for dine mechitza, but mechitzos hanikaros, mechitzos that are more visible. Erevin, one of the great things that we take such great pride in our Erevin, when we try to get town boards to approve of putting up an Erev, is that you don't even notice it's there. You can't even see it. It's not nicker at all. It's invisible. But when it comes to a sukkah, you need mechitzos hanikaros. You you need it to be nicker. So therefore, we're going to have a more serious requirement in terms of that the width of the poles in the Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara says, for the Nara of Ashi, Ashchil Rav Kana, the Ka'avid Tefach Sochik, the Ka'avid Tzuras HaPesach, Rav Ashi found that Rav Kana was doing the Tefach Sochik, that slightly larger than Tefach, and he made a Tzuras HaPesach. Amrle, lo sover lamar, lahad de Rava, damar Rava, v'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach. Don't you hold of what Rava said, that niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach, meaning the second version of Rava, that you have the option of either using a Tefach Sochik or doing the Tzuras HaPesach? Why are you doing both? What would motivate you to do both? Amalei anaki idach lishna de Rava Sfirli, dama Rava tzricha nami Tzuras HaPesach. He says, no, I happen to hold like the third version of Rava, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach as well, that the Tzuras HaPesach is required as well. So this idea of Tzuras HaPesach, it's the structure of the Gemara is a little bit odd, because the Gemara started by discussing two perpendicular walls and how to make that third wall a Tefach. Then it moved on to discuss two parallel walls and how you may need a 4 tefach wide board to close off the third side. And then it went back to discuss that 1 tefach enclosure when you have 2 perpendicular walls and how Tzuras HaPesach has to play a role when you have that 1 tefach. So it's at least that's the pashtus of the Gemara, that the Tzuras HaPesach discussion only applies to the conversation about the perpendicular walls, not to the discussion about the parallel walls. The Rambam in the 4th parak of Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Beis writes, if you have 2 perpendicular walls that are L-shaped, you could take a post that's a little more than a tefach, put it within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls, and that's great. Plus, you also have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. Exactly what we would have concluded from our Gemara, that you need to do both, and that was the Maaser Rav that we had at the end of the Gemara, that you need to do both. But then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, if you have 2 parallel walls to each other, you make a wall that's 4 tefachim umashu, and you put it within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls, ukshera, and now you have a 7 tefach wall over there. And the Rambam adds, oh yeah, and you need a Tzuras HaPesach in that case as well. Now that it did not sound like from our Gemara, that the din of Tzuras HaPesach is even when you have the 2 parallel walls and the third side is being closed off with a 4 tefach post plus the 3 tefachim of lavud, so you actually have a 7 tefach wall on the third side. Why would you also need a Tzuras HaPesach? So that halacha and halacha gimel, the Achronim point out, it's difficult to understand. Meaning, first the Achronim discuss, what's the Rambam talking about? Is he talking about where the sukkah is a sukkah ketana, where the whole thing is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim? So then the Tzuras HaPesach makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I mean, you already have the 4 tefachim plus lavud. So where are you going to put the Tzuras HaPesach? There's no room for a Tzuras HaPesach. So, and if he's talking about a sukkah gedola, so you understand that he requires a Tzuras HaPesach, because the pas dalet umashu, even though by lavud it will connect it to one of the side walls, but if it's very large on the, if there's a large gap on the other side, what's connecting that wall on the other side? Again, there were 2 parallel walls to start with, so what's connecting that wall on the far side to the pas, to the board that you put there, unless you have a Tzuras HaPesach? So it sounds like the Rambam is talking about that when you have a large sukkah, in order to connect it, you need that Tzuras HaPesach. Magen Avram writes in Tafresh Lamed Sivkot and Gimel that it's talking about a sukkah katana, that it's talking about where it's not so big, where the whole sukkah is only 7 by 7 tefachim. But then the question is, why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach at all? The pas dalet umashu is om pachas mishlosh, and the truth is, the Magen Avram sounds like that's what the Rambam is saying, because the Rambam never qualifies that he's talking about a sukkah gedola versus a sukkah katana. So that's the kasha that all the Achronim ask. They have a hard time understanding how the Magen Avraham could say that you would need a Tzuras HaPesach even in a sukkah katana. Rav Salvechik in Harei Kedem and Siman Sadi Dalet points out, could also ask that you could that we could prove from the Rambam that lavud works to be mashal mashir mechitzah mitzvah of a sukkah. Because the Rambam writes that when it comes to the height of a sukkah, the height of 10 tefachim, you could take a 4 plus tefach high panel and put it within 3 tefachim of the ground and within 3 tefachim of the top, and the lavud will close it off and will create a 10 tefach high wall. So if the Rambam holds that lavud can be utilized to create the full height of a wall, wouldn't it be logical that the Rambam would hold that lavud could be utilized even without any Tzuras HaPesach to create the full length of a wall also? So why does the Rambam require Tzuras HaPesach over here? If lavud works by mechitzos, lavud should work by mechitzos. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe there's a difference between the din of lavud when it comes to height, where lavud is going to help to be mashlim the shir asara, and the din of lavud when it comes to the length of the wall, where lavud is not going to be mosif onto the shir mechitza, where you need something else to create the shir mechitza. So he says, why would that be the case? Because when it comes to the height, lavud is in place of the mechitza itself. It's just that it's lacking the full shir, so the halacha of lavud is mosif and mashlim the full shear of the mechitza. But when it comes to the length, he says kol chelik v'chelik mei mechitza nidon kemechitza b'fnei atzma. Each segment of the mechitza is viewed as its own unit, and the lavud is not able to be mechadesh a mechitza. When you have an existing mechitza, it just lacks the height, so lavud could fill in the height. But you can't, lavud cannot work to be mechadesh a mechitza, to make a mechitza that doesn't exist. So when you have length, we look at each section as mechitza itself, and therefore lavud is not going to help to close off a pirza and to be mechaber the defanos. So particularly when it comes to the height, we find in a lot of places, we find the concept of lavud. It's not only a din in dinei mechitzos. We mentioned the other day, by kinyan agbah, according to some, you need to lift it off 3 tefachim off the ground. Why? Because within 3 tefachim, it's lavud. What does it have to do with mechitzos? So you see that when it comes to height, it's not only a din in mechitza, it's a din in kala tarakula, because it's considered the same makom. So when it comes to height, lavud is considered like a dofen b'metzius, and it's mash the shear of Asar Tzvachim. But when it comes to the Rochav, the Lovet is not going to help, the Lovet is only going to help the Dine Mechitzos, but it's not going to help to actually make it into a Mechitza. So that's why so he says, based on that, Lefi Darkenu Nira, that when it comes to a Sukkah that's Kemin Gam, where the Rambam was talking about in Halacha Beis, so when you make the Tefach Sochik and you put it within 3 Tzvachim of the Dofen, the Rambam paskins you need it to Rasa Pesach also. So L'chora, whenever you need you're using lavud in across the width, you're always going to need a Tzuras HaPesach. But he says, based on this approach, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach mishnei tzadim. He says it would turn out you need a Tzuras HaPesach on both sides in the case where you have the two parallel walls. I mean, the Rambam says you have the pas, the Tzuras HaPesach is needed over the lavud area also. You need a Tzuras HaPesach to close off the lavud area to be mashed in the mechitza, and then of course you need a Tzuras HaPesach to connect it to the other side as well. Okay, let's go further than Gemara. To that, Shtayim Kilchasan. So we said, you have Shtayim Kilchasan, third one is Afilu Tefach. Amar Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos, and this is going to work for Shabbos as well. Migod Avyadof and Linyan Sukkah, Avyadof and Linyan Shabbos. If this is good enough to make the area an enclosed area for Sukkah, so it's good enough to work for Hilchas Shabbos to make it a Rosh Hashayachid. Esve Abaye, so Abaye asks, Miyamrin and Migo, is there really such a concept that just because it works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos also? V'atanya, Dof and Sukkah, Kedof and Shabbos, Ublevat Shaloye, Ben Karnel. We said that the dinim of walls of a sukkah are the same dinim as the walls of Shabbos, as long as you leave within less than 3 tefachim between each pole, so that can make a wall. You leave less than lavud v'yaseira Shabbos al sukkah, but Shabbos has an advantage over sukkah. Shabbos ain't an iteres ella ba'omin meruba al aparetz. Mashein ken b'sukkah, not an advantage. Shabbos has a chumra over sukkah that by Shabbos you need more wall than open space, as opposed to by sukkah there's no such requirement. You don't need more wall than open space as long as you have lavud all across. So what does it mean that Shabbos has a requirement that sukkah does not? My love, you say Shabbos to sukkah, a sukkah of lo armin amigo. Isn't it saying that even if you're using these walls for a sukkah, it does not necessarily mean that it's a Rosh Hashayachid on the Shabbos of Sukkot, and you're going to have a problem on the Shabbos of Sukkot? So even on that Shabbos, it's going to be a problem, apparently, because we don't say amigo? So it says, well, lo. Yisera Shabbos di Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. Now, what it means to say is that a regular Shabbos has a Chumrah that Sukkis and the Shabbos of Sukkis does not have. Whatever you can rely on for Sukkah, the Shabbos of Sukkis will be covered by that as well. But a regular Shabbos has an extra Chumrah. Ihachi listening nami Yisera Sukkah di Alma, Sukkah de Shabbos. Well, then we should also have a Chumrah in the other direction, that Sukkah has a requirement that Shabbos does not. Dilu Sukkah di Alma baya tefach sochek. When you have a mavoi, all you need to close off that mavoi on Shabbos for Hilchos Shabbos is one little pole at one end of the mavoi. But by Sukkah, we said you need the tefach sochek. You need a pole that's a little bit more than a tefach and be mamid it within three tefachim of one of the ends. So there's a more serious requirement, a more stringent requirement when it comes to Sukkah. Kosher? Aren't you the one that said that if you're mesachik on a mavoi that has a lechi, that's going to be kosher for Sukkahs as long as it's kosher for Shabbos? That's why it's kosher for Sukkah as well. So don't you see that we apply migo in the other direction as well? Why didn't you highlight that? Says Mar Ulo Itzrichle. Of course we would apply migo in the other direction. Meaning it's obvious to us that something that's a good enough wall to enclose an area for Hilchos Shabbos would be good enough for Sukkah. Because Hashem mikilta lechamirta amrinan mechamirta lekilta lekolshkein. If we're going to apply a migo from that which is kal to that which is chamur, from Sukkah which is kal to Shabbos which is chamur, Hilchos Shabbos are always so much more chamur as opposed to just a mitzvah saseh of Sukkah. Hilchos Shabbos involves the surei skila. So from that which is chamur to that which is kal, of course we're going to apply a migo. So it wasn't even a question. That's why we happen to not mention it. Gufa, so the Gemara points out, Amar Rava, Sike Chal Gabe Mavui Sheish Lechi Kshera. We had just mentioned that if you put Tzchach over a Mavui that has a Lechi, that has a regular Hilchos Shabbos Lechi, so that's going to be kosher for Sukkos as well. Va'amar Rava, and Rava also says, Sike Chal Gabe Pasi Biraos Kshera. That if you put Tzchach over Pasi Biraos, it's kosher. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Lechi is typically, you need to make walls on all four sides. But for the Olei Regalim, when they would have to stop and there was a well that the animals would have to, they'd have to feed their animals from, they'd have to get water for themselves from, so it was the well was out there in the Rosh Hasharabim. So they had to make makeshift partitions around the area of the well so that they could take water out of the well, which itself is a Rosh Hashiachid, to the area right around the well, which would have otherwise been a Rosh Hasharabim. So the Chum came up with a kula that instead of building complete fences all around the well, they could put four posts that are one amma by one amma, four L-shaped posts, one amma by one amma on the four corners, and the entire area enclosed by those four L-shaped posts has a din of Rosh Hashayachid, and they're then allowed to draw water out of that well and feed the animals. It's all considered like a Rosh Hashayachid. So that's the din of Pasi Biros. What if you have Pasi Biros and you put Tzchach on it, you put Tzchach over those four posts, is it now a kosher Sukkah? Yeah, if it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah. Even though anything we've learned about Sukkah, this should not be good enough. But when it comes to, if it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah as well. Utsricha. And we need to be told this case as well, that the migo in this case as well by the Pasi Bros. Diash min mavui mishum dika shtei defanos malisa. Had you only told me the case of a mavui that has a lechi, that will work for Sukkah as well, I would say, yeah, because at least you have two solid walls. Al gabe Pasi Bros, the lechi shtei defanos malisa, malo. But by Pasi Bros, you have zero solid walls. You have four little posts that are one amma by one amma. V'yash min pasi biraos mishum dika sham arba defanos. And if you would only tell me about the case of pasi biraos, I would say, yeah, at least over there you nominally have four walls, meaning at least on all four sides there is some sort of enclosure on all four sides. Avosike chal gabe mavi deleka sham arba defanos say malo. But I would think by the mavoi where you only really have two walls, you don't really have anything on the other sides, I might think it doesn't work. V'yash min hanitarti. And if you would have told me these two cases, but you would not have said the v'chein l'shabbos that we said before when it comes to Sukkah that we said on Amud Aleph that where we say v'chein l'shabbos that the case that we applied from Sukkah to Shabbos what was the case? I forgot already. Yeah, you say Sukkah di Alma by a Tevach Sochek. No, before that. Oh, v'chein amar Rava and shteim kilchasan. Right, the shteim kilchasan and the shlishus afilu tefach. If you would have told me these two cases and not had the shteim kilchasan and shlishus afilu tefach, so then I would have said mechamirta lekilta, avam mekilta lechamirta imalo, that we can only apply the migo from that which is more chamer to allow it to, from Shabbos to allow it to work for sukkah, but to take something that works for sukkah and apply that to work for Shabbos, I would think that you can't do. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told that it works in both directions. That's why we need all three of these cases. Now Tosov here on the top, Sichek al gabe mavu sheish lechi kshera, Tosov points out that there's a machlokas what the lechi does, what the lechi accomplishes in Hilcha Shabbos. When you have a mavu and you put a lechi at what end? Is the lechi mishum hekera or is the lechi mishum machitza? Does the lechi function as a wall on that side? That's mishum machitza. Or is it just a heker, just something to remind you not to walk outside of the mavu carrying anything? But either way, Tulsa says, the point is difficult to understand how it could work for sukkah just because it works for Shabbos. By Shabbos, the mavoi on its own is a rishus yachid midaraisa, and the lachi is just there as a drabanan, as an extra precaution. So even if it works midini mechitza, it only works midini mechitza midrabanan. It's not a real mechitza. By sukkah, sukkah is a din daraisa. By sukkah, we need walls on a daraisa level. We need walls that are going to work midaraisa. So Tosa says it's a little difficult. My Indian sukkah, the boy mechitzas daraisa, the mavi derabanan, to be daraisa below lachi shari. On a daraisa level, the mavi is fine without a lachi. So why is it all of a sudden going to work for sukkah? So Tosa says yeshomer demari bilachi tefach. He says maybe we're talking about a lechi that's a tefach, and the din that you have to put the lechi a little under three tefachim away from the wall, that's only a din midrabanan by a sukkah. But as long as you have a lechi that's a tefach on that third side, that would work midoraisa by a sukkah. But he says don't be metarit that the tefach of sukkah is only drabanan, because there's nafna gemara nida not that way, that the shear of a tefach by a sukkah, that third tefach, that third wall of a tefach, is a requirement midaraisa by a sukkah. Then Tosfos raises another question. V'im tomar, umavoi ze im yesh bo gimel mechitza. So what kind of mavoi are we talking about? That a mavoi that has a lechi, and then you throw on a schach on top of that mavoi. Oh, guess what? That works. Since it works for Shabbos, it works for sukkah as well. If we're talking about a mavoi sasum, mavoi sasum means that it's closed on three sides, well then why do you even need a tefach on the fourth side to make it work for sukkah? A sukkah only needs three walls. So what have we been assuming this whole time? That we're talking about a mavoi mefulash. We're talking about a mavoi that's wide open. Well, says Tosfos, guess what? In Shabbos, we hold that a lechi doesn't help for a mavoi mefulash. It's a machlokas tanaim, and there is one sheet that holds that you can put a lechi on one of the open sides and that's good enough. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that a lechi only helps for a mavoi sasum, for a mavoi that's already enclosed on three sides. That's where you can put a lechi. So we're applying a din of putting a lechi on a mavoi mefulash, where it's only closed on two sides. We don't hold that way. We don't hold that a lechi works by Shabbos on a mavoi mefulash. So Tosfos says, Yeshlomer deliola mari b'mavoi sasum migimel ruchos. We're talking about a mavoi sasum over here, where it's closed on three sides, and the lechi's on the fourth side. Aye, so what do we need that lechi for, to be matarit for a sukkah, if anyway it's closed on three sides? Now the case must be that you didn't put the schach all the way across the entire mavoi, so you're not utilizing the back wall of the mavoi. You're only utilizing the two side walls of the mavoi for your sukkah, because you didn't have the schach run all the way to the back wall. So since you're only utilizing those two side walls, you now need the lechi to create the third wall. And that's the chiddush, that works, because that lechi is working for Hilchas Shabbos, so it's going to work for Hilchas Sukkah as well. So that's Tosfos' chiddush. Now in the Pasi Biro'os case, Tosfos seems to have a chiddush that says the exact opposite. In the Pasi Biro'os, in the next Tosfos, Sikech al Gabi Pasi Biro'os Kshera, Tosfos points out, Migodavi Mechitza Linyan Shabbos, V'yafal Gav Deloi Tiru Elo La'ole Regolim. He says, wait a second, the Mechitza for Shabbos of Pasi Biro'os, is that really okay to have four posts that are one amma by one amma? We don't really allow that. We only allow it for Olei Regalim, who are traveling anyway, and even then, we don't allow them to get water out of the well for themselves. If they want water, they have to go climb down into the well and take the water out of the well and drink it there, and not take it out of the well, drink it in the well. They're not allowed to remove that water from Rishus Yachid. The only time they're allowed to utilize the Pasi Biros is for their behemos, is to feed their animals. So it's not mutter. Pasi Biros doesn't really create mechitzos that were actually allowed to use all the time. So he says, yeah, but since midaraisa it's mutter, it's enough to say this migo. That since midaraisa would be good enough, it's enough to say this migo, which is problematic, because in the last Tosfos he said, yeah, mavoi mefulash, the lechi on the third side, midaraisa would be enough, but midrabanan it's not enough. So we can't be utilizing something that midrabanan doesn't work. Yet by the pasi biros, he says, yeah, I understand the pasi biros don't work midrabanan, but the fact that they work midaraisa, that's good enough. So which is it? Do we, in order to apply the migo, do you need something that works midaraisa? Do you need something that works even midrabanan? Or is it enough to have mechitzos that work midaraisa? So Salvechik suggests that there's a big difference between the two cases. By the case of the pasi biraos, these mechitzos do actually work. It's just that we don't let you use them, meaning they work for the animals. You're allowed to actually utilize. What the rabbanan did was is not to say that there are no mechitzos over here. What they did is to say there are mechitzos, and that's why you're allowed to use them for the animal, but you're not allowed to use them. A chumra on the gavra that you're not allowed to use them. When it comes to the case of the mavoid that has two walls, and you make a lechi only on the third side, what the rabbanan did is the rabbanan said, I know that midaraisa, this is considered a closed mavoid, and you're allowed, and the midaraisa is a rishul siyachid, but guess what? The rabbanan are making a din that it's not a rishul siyachid, that there are no mechitzos over here, that this is not considered an enclosed year for anything, not for your animals, not for you, not for Olei Regalim, for nobody. So the nature of the din is that they took away the entire dinei mechitza. So when the rabbanan take away the entire dinei mechitza from it, the fact that it's good enough midaraisa is not going to help you. You need something that in some practical way still has dinei mechitza. But by the case of pasi biros, the rabbanan left the dinei mechitza. There still are dinei mechitza. It's just that there's din on the gavri, you're not allowed to use them for yourself. You're only allowed to use them for your animal. But there still are dinei mechitza. Haraya, you're allowed to use those mechitzos for your animals, to feed your animals. So in such a case, that's going to be good enough to apply this din of migo. Okay, the Mishnah had said that if you have more sunlight than shade, it's also possible. So the Bryce says chamasa means that the sunlight comes through in the schach, but if there's more sunlight than shade as a result of the sunlight coming through the walls, that's no problem. Rabbi Yoshia Omer af machmas tefanos. No, even if the sunlight comes through, there's more sunlight than shade on the floor of your sukkah because of the walls, still it's going to be problematic. Where does he get this idea that the walls matter so much? We describe the paroches that closes off the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and blocks off the Aron as sakosa, as a sukkah, as a schach. Paroches mechitza v'kari rachman eschach. It's really mechitza, but we call it schach. So you see that the mechitza has to function like schach as well. The walls also have to function like schach. The rabbanon will say, no, it's only called schach because it's folded over a little bit to make it look like schach. All eight of these tanaim kulu sviru lu sukkah diras keva binan. They all hold that sukkah needs diras keva. Tosos points out in a few places in this masechta, when we say kulu sviru lu, it does not mean that they all agree with each other's halachos. It means that they're all guided by the same principle that sukkah needs to be diras keva, but they may not all apply that principle in the same way, and therefore they're not necessarily all going to agree with each other. Where do we find they all hold sukkah diras keva binan? Rebbe Ditanya Rebbe Yomer Kol Sukkah Shein Ba'ar Ramos Al Dalar Amos Psula. Rebbe holds the sukkah needs to be Dalar Amos Al Dalar Amos. Pretty big, so must be Diras Keva. Rebbe Yoshia Hadiyamer. Rebbe Yoshia is what we just said, that the walls need to be substantial also. They need to block out the sun, so it's got to be Keva. Rebbe Yehuda Ditan Sukkah Shein Gval Lamal Mechaf Am Psula. Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. Rebbe Yehuda is one that allowed a sukkah more than 20 Amos tall, so apparently holds Diras Keva. Rebbe Shimon Ditanya Beis Kil Chasim Gimel Afilu Tefach.
tefach. Rabbi Shimon Amar Gimel Chasam V'Dalad Afilu Tefach. Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that two walls plus a tefach is not enough. You need three walls plus a tefach. Again, an indication of Diras Keva. Rabbi Gamliel D'Tanya Ha'osu Sukasa Barosha Agala Barosha Svina. Rabbi Gamliel Posel Rabbi Kiva Machshir, that if you build a sukkah on the back of a wagon or on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel says no good, because it's got to be Keva. That's not Keva. Beishamai Ditnan, where to find Beishamai holding this way? Misha Yerosha Rubisukh Vishalchan Vasukha Bayas, Beishamai Poslin, Ubesilam Machshirin, that if a person is Rosh of Ruba Basukha and the Shulchan is Basukha Bayas, so that's no good. Beishamai doesn't allow it because he holds that the sukkah needs to be roi for all your Tashmishin, so it sounds like it has to have a certain amount of kvius. And Rabbi Lazar Ditnan hosts Sukasa Kumitsrif. If you make your sukkah out of, you just take two solid pieces of schach and make like a and lean them up against each other, so you make a triangle out of them. So or you lean a schach up against the wall. Rabbi Lezer posel. Rabbi Lezer says you can't sleep underneath that. You're not allowed to use the underneath area as a sukkah lefishen lagag, because it has no roof. It just comes to a point at the top, so it has no roof. V'cham machshirin. V'cham say it's kosher. Obviously, Rabbi Lezer holds that sukkah diras keva be'inan. So acherim, and the final sheet is acherim. D'tanya acherim amr sukkah asuya kishovach psula lefishen lazavios. That a round sukkah is kosher because there are no corners, and a real diras keva has corners. So a sukkah diras keva be'inan. All eight of these opinions assume that sukkah diras keva be'inan. This last one is going to lead us into the discussion about a round sukkah and all of the geometry of the Masechta Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.